What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Jill Bonanno, you're back. You're better.
I am better than ever.
Because you weren't well last week, so we didn't have the pleasure of
No, I won't tell you what the problem was because it's a bit embarrassing, really. So, no, I was just not well.
You're not well.
I've just about done it anyway, haven't I, really? I embarrassed myself. Yeah. But listen, I need to ask you, Did you have a happy Valentine's Day?
I did indeed.
Did you give Pauline a special present?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Can we know about it, or is it private?
We exchanged just a few little bits and pieces and had a lovely day.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I had a lovely day too by myself.
I was going to ask, okay. But, you know, you don't need to wait.
Yeah, but thanks anyway. Yeah. No, we'll celebrate when David's back in town.
Did he at least give you a call? Or did you call him? Well, or did you send an irate SMS?
No. I'm not really into that. It doesn't really worry me.
I love the people that don't get things for Valentine's who say, I'm not really into it anyway.
Yeah. No, it's not an excuse because I'm a big loser. Thank you very much. No. It's nice if you get something, but it doesn't matter if you don't. I'm not one of those, you may have guessed by now, that I'm not one of those really romantic, soppy type of people. Not that romantic is soppy, but I'm just not one of those. But I do like presents, I have to say.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And flowers are always lovely. So when David gets back, I'm sure he'll buy me some flowers. Or not. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
But we will be sending him the audio of this program for him to listen to and contemplate before
exactly
he heads
right
back to Perth.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. But anyway, but the thing is that I get my special Happy Valentine's Day present today because I'm going to the cricket, the big game with Adam Gilchrist. Can't wait. So excited. But that's with my son. I'm going. I'm going with him. So I think that's fine. But you know, the whole Valentine's Day thing is—it's lovely, and it's a nice opportunity to just remind the person that how much you love them and everything. But we should really be telling each other how much we love each other every day.
Well, I do that as well, but it's nice to have that extra opportunity.
Oh, well said, Rodney. Well said. Yes, I think that that you're just a model husband.
And you talk to Pauline, and I think you'll come up with a different.
Oh, really?
Idea, but
no. She just loves you. I hear that all the time. How wonderful you are! And just can someone bring me in a bucket or something, please? No. She does. She says that you're really wonderful, and I think it's lovely. If you've got a Valentine, that's great. But there's a lot of people that don't, because of the whole Valentine's Day thing. It just reminds them that I haven't got someone special in my life at the moment. So that's a little bit sad too. So.
Well, I know of a number of ladies who had a erotic day yesterday.
A pardon?
Erotic day.
What?
It's romantic without the man.
Oh, very good. Very good. I was wondering where you were going with that for a second.
It's all right.
No, thanks.
Hey, listen,
I appreciate that.
Last time we got... We should move on.
Yeah, I think
Last time we got together, we were talking about The Stranger and, of course, about all about the television and the things that we allow into our home via the television.
Yes.
A number of people have been off to the morning program blog, which you can find at sunshinefm.ws/mornings,
yes,
or alternately, just go to sunshinefm.ws, click on blog, that'll take you there.
That's easiest.
But let's go through just a couple of the comments that have been left. And we got a comment from Java who said, loved it. I was driving while the segment was on and actually sat in my car in front of the shopping centre to listen to it all. I do that too sometimes.
Yeah, I do too.
If you're going somewhere, it's like, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'll finish listening to this segment, then I'm on my way.
Thank you.
A comment from Kelly who says, what a timely reminder. We know what words can do in our lives and choose to refrain from using specific words in our homes. Yet we hear these things, which invade our ears, and take them on board. TV has many good programs on it, yet it's only a vessel. We need to choose to switch off the TV when there are things we choose not to allow into our homes appear in front of us. Thank you for your time, Rodney and Jill. Love listening in. Thank you very much, Kelly. And
thank you.
Finally, this morning, and this one really leads into this morning's topic, says, my children don't watch much TV at all during school term, so when the summer break arrived, I was happy for them to indulge a little for about 2 weeks. Then I'd had it. Between early morning shows and DVDs and afternoon shows, the television seemed to be on much too long for my liking. So like others, I introduced TV free days, which were announced to my three children the day before they occurred. It didn't really bother them, just reminded them that there are lots of other things to do besides watch that box. How proud I was to wake up on those days to find my boys playing card games or with toys or already outside in the fresh air. And as term starts, I've reminded the older ones to choose their weekly viewing carefully. I'm resigned to the fact that our stranger will be with us for life, but I also know that when my toddler asks to watch something on TV, he's happier if I say, no, let's do something together instead. So let us be great role models and use that gift of choice wisely. That's from Deborah. Thank you very much, Deborah.
Yeah, thanks, Deborah. Really, really good stuff. And it is. It's one of those things that you have to make the decision. And I have to admit that we do actually have to get off our rear ends and do something about it. It's so easy to just let it take over, and it you can sort of lapse into a bit of a lazy mode by letting it, you know, just turning on the TV, and then you don't have to think of something else to do. You can you can just let it go. And so I can understand that. And with busy lives and you know, frantic activity through the day, it is easy just to come home and switch it on, and no one has to talk to each other. You don't have to think of conversation or things to do or any of that stuff. So honestly, I can see that it is an easy mode to get into. But we do have to, at some point, start to say, you know what, we're not productive, we're not using our minds, we're not using, you know, we're not being stimulated, any of those sorts of things.
And we're not building relationship with each other.
We're not building relationship, that's exactly right. And our, you know, our God-given talents and abilities are probably going by the wayside because we're not bothering to find out what they are, for one thing, or if we have, they're just getting neglected and they sort of tend to shrivel up and go away, don't they? So I know that my son, Josh, he even said last year was an unusual year for us. It was a bit of one of those, where did it go and what did we do? And even though there was so much activity, there was a lot of time that he just spent in front of a TV screen as well. And he said to me this year, you know, he said, I don't want to do that again. I felt really, really slack and didn't feel like I achieved anything last year. So it does leave you with that feeling, and sometimes you can get to the point where you just don't even feel like looking for that thing again, and it can be a downward spiral. So not, and I had, actually, funnily enough, I had breakfast with a friend after I'd done that last one that I haven't seen for a long time, and she listened to the show, and she said, oh, it sounded like you hate TV, and I said, well, I don't hate TV. I think that there's some great stuff, and I've got some favourite things that I love to see on it, but I just hate the fact that it can be, a TV is just a TV. It's just a bit of furniture in the corner, but it can actually have so much control over your life if you don't take control yourself.
And that's
so
it. We need to be taking control of those things that we use in our lives that are, we need to use them, not them using us.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and talk about the way that some people are doing that in just a moment. If you'd like to join the conversation this morning, a couple of things you could do. Use our email address to get to us via email or MSN Messenger, or you can give us a call. The email address, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, or give us a call. Chat to us on air this morning, 94841985. Rodney Olsen here with Jill Bonanno. We're talking Simply Living today, and we're doing it with attitude. And we've just been talking about TV. That really carries on from what we were doing before. But TV isn't the only thing that can rob us of our time. TV's good if we choose to watch a particular program or whatever, but there are things that are good in themselves, but they will rob our time if we let them.
Yeah, that's right. And we have to remember that anything that's just stuff is just stuff, and it's probably a tool to help us get on with our lives, but sometimes they can take over. So it seems like things with a screen seem to be a problem, don't they? Anything with a screen. We've got TV, we've got computers, we've got, you know, mobile phones nowadays with the little screen on and text messaging and all. Yeah, so I think you know, perhaps there's something in the Bible about that being...
about screens.
About screens. I'm okay. Sure there must be something there. Yeah. No. So it just seems like that. And what I'm saying about doing, living simply with attitude is... you can get really sucked into, unless you've got this or unless you live your life this way, unless you're culturally adept, unless you are all of these things, then you're just not cool. Then, you know, you need to get a life and you need to be, and we're intimidated into feeling like we have to look a certain way and be a certain way and have, eat certain food and I'll get onto the food bit later, made me laugh. And you know, just all of those sorts of things. And to be cool, we have to do all of this stuff. And our kids, obviously, we see that in teenagers having to have brand name clothes, having to have in inverted commas, and feeling like they're not cool unless they've got that stuff. So I'm sort of at the point where I think, no, you know what? We have to have an attitude about this. We have to say, no, well, you know, you tell your teenagers or you tell your kids, if someone wants you to get into drugs or they want you to get into some sort of bad behaviour, and they can very often make you feel like, well, you're just a big wimp if you don't do it. We have to teach them to have attitude and say, you got to be an idiot if you do that stuff. You know what I mean? Like if someone offers them drugs, say, no, you have to be an idiot to do that. And have the confidence to be able to say no and not be intimidated. That's how we have to be with our lifestyle choices. We have to say, you know what, I'm not going to fall for that big trick that you have to have the $80,000 car, or I don't know what people spend on their cars because I don't buy those anyway. but you know what I mean, you can be made to feel it unless you fit this image that you are inferior or that you don't live up to the standards of today. So I got sent this email by this bloke called Rodney, and and it's about this woman who, you know, there's all these internet sites and people can get... I personally don't get addicted to the internet stuff, but I know that people do. And this person, writer and self-described internet addict, Ariel Meadow Stallings. Now, that in itself is an impressive name, I feel. It's very, very cool. And she wants to be more present in the present, which sounds good. She wants to be in the moment. And for her, that means reducing the amount of time she spends in front of the computer, TV, phone screen. To do just that, she started a new year-long project called 52 Nights Unplugged. So she's actually decided, you know what, I feel like I'm spending too much time in front of the TV, everything, and I've decided that I'm going to start a movement. So I'll make it look cool by saying, I'm doing this, I think other people should do this. And the rule is simple, once a week for one night, she doesn't do anything involving a screen. This means no computer, no cell phone or mobile phone, no movies. She says, I plan to focus instead on the other things I like doing, like writing letters, crafting, organising, dancing, going for walks, cooking and making tea. Cooking and making tea. So you only do that one night a week. Writing in my paper journal. I might also try picking up some new things to like, such as watercolours, scrapbooking, mail art. I have no idea what that means. It's mail art.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but
neither do
she
I.
Decided she wants to do it, so maybe she's going to start it. Dance classes, attending literature readings, etc. Maybe I'll even work on another book, writing ideas by hand. And then in brackets she's got, by hand, not on the computer. Regardless, one night a week I'm going to unplug. And I think I really like that idea. That's what one of our writers into our blog said, that's what they've decided to do, is to go one night a week with
they
that
have yeah TV free
yeah,
days.
Yeah.
And I think that's it, that what she's saying is that she's just sort of disconnecting from all of that sort of stuff for one night a week. And I reckon that for most of us, when we say, oh, listen, I'm going to cut out TV, well, that's too big a step.
Yes,
for many people.
Absolutely.
And so we never actually follow through, or I'm going to reduce what I watch on TV, and that never really
yes.
happens. But if you say one night a week, it's a way in, and people might find that, hey, listen, I'm actually enjoying that one night a week more than all the others,
yeah.
so I might make it two, and it might sort of stretch beyond that. But even if it doesn't, if it stays on that one night a week, then that's a really positive change
yeah.
of being able to break that cycle and say, I'm going to be doing something different. I'm wondering if there are other people listening who have ways that they break the cycle, ways that they say, no, enough's enough. I'm going to take time out from these things that can tend to rob me of my time, these things that are good enough in and of themselves, but if I let them, they take over my life. How can I stop these things from taking over my life and letting them serve me instead of the other way around? If you'd like to talk to us this morning, the email address, mornings@sunshinefm.ws. That'll get us via email or Microsoft Messenger. Or give us a call, 94841985. Is that the sort of thing that you could do? Skipping TV and phones and all those sorts of things, computers for one night a week? Give us a call, 94841985. Rodney Olson here with Jill Bonanno. It's our Simply Living program. And we're talking about those things that can tend to take up our time, things that are pretty good and nice additions to our lives, but they can tend to overtake what we're doing, things such as television, such as always having our mobile phone on and always being available for calls. I mean, when are we not working if we've always got the phone on? And things like the computer, these things are very useful, and it's great to have all these technologies, but they can tend to take over our lives.
Yeah, they can. And I was just saying to you when we went off air before is that it's, you know, if you're going to turn the TV off one night a week, just make sure you unplug the computer as well, because you can go and sit in front of YouTube and watch all of those sorts of things and you haven't really achieved anything, really. So basically, the point is that if you feel that you are out of control and the TV is out of control, then that's a good way to start, like you were saying before, is to just do it one night a week and see how you go. You know, I know so many people who are so tired because they just had to stay up and watch this show the night before, and it seems like the high-rating shows are getting later and later, so people are going to bed later, waking up tired in the morning, and I'll get in my little say here, I don't think daylight saving helps us at all. But that's my personal opinion. I just had to say that. But yeah, so, you know, and people getting, so they're going to bed later, they're having to get up and do a full day's work still, so you're tired, and so by the end of the day, all you want to do is go home and flop in front of the TV, and it just turns into this little downward spiral, doesn't it? So I'm just, you know, we're just at the point where we're thinking we need to take control of it and stop it somewhere, and you might be surprised, even though it might be a heart-wrenching thing, and if it is a heart-wrenching thing, then you know that it's a problem. There's your first sign, I'd say. And, you know, and just find something to do. You know, just find something to do. Play some cards, play, I don't know, solitaire or something like that, and wean yourself off having to watch so much TV, having to be in front of the computer all the time. And I'm not, look, honestly, I sound like some prude who has a problem with anything electrical and anything that's modern, and I really don't, but I do have a problem with people not reaching their potential because they're wasting it away in front of some mindless thing. That's what I have a problem with.
There's a great invention that they've come out with. It must have been recently because, you know, certainly people haven't used them for a while. These sort of a collection of papers, and they sort of bind it together, and it's got writing on all the papers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? And what's that called again?
A book. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. We haven't heard of those for a long time, have we, Diana? And do you know what? We need to start discovering our local library again, I reckon, because there is so much stuff in there. You can get videos, DVDs. Oh, no, hang on. We're getting one. And you can. No, you can get those things. But books are fantastic. And to have books for if you've got children, they're so good. And you might be surprised at how you just can't get it. Sometimes they can become addictive too, I have to say.
But even when you go to the library and you find those DVDs there, that can sometimes be, you know, a better choice for a night than just turning on the TV with whatever's on, because you're actually, you're choosing when you're going to watch something, you're choosing what you're going to watch, and it's something that you've particularly chosen, rather than saying, what's on, switch on the TV, switch around and find the best of a bad bunch and say, okay, I'll sit down and watch this. Mm. Even that is a step in the right direction to claim back your own life and say, I choose to watch this because this is something I will enjoy and this is something that's going to be beneficial, rather than just saying, oh, well, look through the guide. Oh, that's something that I can watch. Let's just do it.
Absolutely. Do you know what's really funny is that I've actually heard of people that will watch a movie on telly that they've actually got the DVD of sitting in their cabinet, and yet they'll watch it with all the ads and all the rubbish that comes on amongst the movie, and they, so they're watching probably 2.5 hours of TV where they could have watched an hour and a half or however long the movie actually takes to watch, and they've, you know, cluttered up their lives with all this other rubbish that's on in between too. So it's funny how we just fall into habit and find it difficult to steer away from, isn't it? Speaking of books, I was talking to somebody about this whole thing of what's expected of us, and, you know, having living simply with attitude, and being how we get drawn in by what is portrayed on TV and in the media, and, you know, just generally lifestyles and images and all that sort of stuff that we feel we have to live up to. And he said when he was a kid, there was a Dr. Seuss book that he used to read, and he really loved it. And I hadn't heard of this one, but probably people out there who ever read Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat was about all I read, I think.
That's as far as you got, is it?
Yeah, because I'm a bit old for that, really. But but he said it's called The Sneetches. Have you ever heard of that one? The Sneetches.
I might have, but, you know, he's good at coming up with unusual names.
Yeah, I love him, yeah. And Sylvester McMonkey McBean, that's who it is about. Okay, so I'm just going to read you a little précis of the book that I got off the internet. This book begins with a look at two groups from different sides of the track. One group, the ones with stars on their bellies, is a very stuck-up group who think they are the best on the beach. The star-belly sneetches walk around with their snoots in the air and say, "We'll have nothing to do with the plain-belly sort." This was a society-wide policy that adults and children with stars on their bellies would have nothing to do with plain-belly adults or children. Does that sound familiar? In this society, star-belly sneetches have the monopoly on fun, from playing ball on the beach to frankfurter roast or picnics or parties or marshmallow toasts. They never invited the plain-belly sneetches. They left them out cold in the dark of the beaches. They kept them away, never let them come near, and that's how they treated them year after year. So this perpetual exclusion has left the plain-belly sneetches without hope. They think that they're hopeless until one day Sylvester McMonkey McBean rolls into town and says he can fix all their problems with one machine. With the Star On machine, for only $3, costs money, you can get a Star On Thus. This made the Sneetches, formerly known as Plain Belly, ecstatic. But just for a moment, for as soon as they showed the original Star Belly Sneetches that they had stars, the Star Belly Sneetches were outraged and got McBean to make them a Star Off machine, so the best sneetches on the beaches could now be the ones without stars. As one might imagine, a battle ensues as all the sneetches are madly trying to change their image to fit the ideal of the society. This continues until they have exhausted their money supply. No one remembers who originally had stars, and once McBean leaves with all their money, they realise that plain belly and star belly sneetches are not that different, and they learn how to get along, and that the stars did not mean anything in the first place. So does that sound like society? It just does, doesn't it?
I've read that book, yes.
Have you got a large screen TV? Well, excuse me, you know, we have, and you're not as cool as us because you haven't got one. And it seems to be that we feel intimidated by people who have got more stuff than us, you know, or more money than us, or more things than us. It's just one of these lies of society that we've fallen for, and unfortunately it has permeated every section of society. I think that it may have even crept into our churches sometimes, and there is just this status thing that happens, and I'm not saying it has, I'm saying it may have, and I've seen it in some cases, and we need to very much feel like, and all of us can feel like it, so, you know, I know that I'm just better than everybody because I've got No, actually, I'm not. No, no, I can't think of anything. But you know how you can get a feeling of when you buy a brand new thing, you think this will be the thing that makes me feel good about myself. This will be the thing that makes us acceptable and part of the society that we're in.
And it does for 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, in your own mind, yeah, it's true. But it will never be enough. It will never be enough. And we've only got to look at our society to see that there are a lot of wealthy people with seemingly everything that still are on antidepressants and still are not, you know, getting the best out of life because it hasn't answered their questions. It hasn't filled the gap that makes them feel worthwhile. And I think that what we place value on, if you choose a lifestyle, then you darn well feel proud about that. You know, if you choose that you are going to live a simple life, that you're not going to fall for the lies of having to have everything and having to have seen and be able to talk about a certain TV show the next day, it's not the end of the world. It really doesn't matter.
Mm. Yeah. Just before we go, of course, my last parting comment is we also need to be very careful that we don't sort of turn that round on its head and start to live more simple lives and then start to look down our noses at people who have more.
That's exactly right.
And say,
yeah.
You know, oh, I'm living more simply and you're choosing to buy that. Yeah.
That's so true, because you know when you do something like that, when you're quite strong about how you feel about your lifestyle and what you want to do with it, doesn't mean that everybody else has to do it. It really doesn't. And you can turn into a bit of a crackpot. You can actually, people will want to shy away from you and say, oh, yeah, they're those people that do that thing. And we don't really want to talk to them because they try and inflict their ideas onto everybody else. And so that's actually true. I understand that. And you don't want to be strange about it. You just want to be sure about it and say, you know what, for me, I want to reach my potential. I want my children to reach their potential. And therefore, we're going to have some good values and we're going to stick by them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been good talking to you once again. We'll catch up this time next week.
Yes. Thank you.
And you enjoy the cricket.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, Rod.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.